Today, the government will impose new restrictions on social and economic life in Dublin in response to the rise in COVID-19 cases in the capital in recent weeks. The Cabinet is expected to approve a proposal to move Dublin to level 3 of the COVID restrictions from midnight. So the Irish Times reports, and the expected official announcement provides the main story for most papers. Restaurants and pubs may only be permitted to offer takeaway service and outdoor dining, says the Irish Independent. That would mean, according to the Irish Daily Mail, that most of them would have to shut temporarily. Pub brawl, says the Irish Daily Mirror headline, over a report that the government is set to stand up to officials who want to shut indoor dining in Dublin's pubs and restaurants again. What would Mary Lou MacDonald have done? The Sinn Féin leader, interviewed in the Irish Daily Star, says that all pubs should have opened in June. What the government should have done was trusted in people's basic cop-on, that publicans and customers would do the right thing, she said, hopefully. North of the border, meanwhile, the Irish News reports that pubs that do not sell food will be allowed to reopen there from next Wednesday. The Irish Examiner leads with a report on concerns about a meat plant in Cork that had 226 positive COVID cases but never closed down. Daniel McConnell writes that local politicians have criticised the failure of the meat industry and the health service executive to move more swiftly to contain the outbreak at the plant or to alert the local community. Tim Lombard, a Fine Gael senator, said it was completely unacceptable to allow such a major cluster occur, and his questions on the matter had gone unanswered. Labour TD Sean Sherlock said no Sunday roast is worth people paying with their lives. In response to queries from the Examiner, the HSE said it does not comment on individual cases or outbreaks to protect the privacy and confidentiality of those involved. The Belfast Telegraph reports that the Northern Executive's COVID-19 test booking website has been branded a shambles after an investigation uncovered alarming errors. Claire McNeely writes that the site wrongly calculated the distances people have to travel for a test. It suggested that Portadown and Derry are just 4 miles apart rather than almost 70, although no slots were available at most testing centres regardless. The Times reports that Ulster Bank's UK parent NatWest is actively considering winding down the lender in the Republic. Joe Brennan quotes sources as saying that the challenge of turning around a business struggling with high costs and low profitability has become even greater as a result of the coronavirus crisis. This puts more than 2,500 jobs and the future of its 88 branches around the state at risk, the paper says. The Times reports that a former model, Amy Doris, has accused the US President Donald Trump of sexually assaulting her at the US Open tennis tournament more than 2 decades ago. Via his lawyers, Mr. Trump has denied the allegation, the paper says. In Ireland, tonight is Culture Night, and it's welcomed in an editorial in The Examiner. It is a tribute to the creativity, ingenuity and resourcefulness of Irish artists, the paper says, that Culture Night will return for its 15th year tonight, with hundreds of online and safe offline events programmed all around the country. The paper notes the importance of art and culture in our daily lives. They got us through the months of lockdown and will continue to help us navigate our new reality, the writer says.